Blog Talk Radio. Well, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from Stagecoach, Texas, which I would normally say a very warm Stagecoach, Texas, but winter has hit us again. We got this roller coaster of cold and hot. So we're just as cold here as Paul Segretto, who is on the line coming to us live from Connecticut. Are you any warmer than I am, Paul, or are you still pretty cold?
We're pretty damn cold here. It's supposed to be 2 degrees in the morning, so it's an interesting winter so far, without a doubt.
And that's about 5 degrees warmer than Chicago. So,
and there's Jack Munson coming to us live from Chicago. So, I moved to Texas for warmth, not for all this stuff. You guys keep it in Connecticut and New York and Chicago. I don't want it. We don't need it. But we will not have it, I hope, by the time we meet in Denver for Frantech. So we're going to meet in Denver in April. And what are the possibilities we're going to see snow? No?
I think it's a good possibility.
Who just said that?
I did. I think it's a good possibility.
I can mute your phone, Paul Segretto.
That's Paul doing his Al Roker impression.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, snow or no snow, just so the flights get there, we all get to meet up. The IFA, Marketing and Technology Committee, as always, has worked really hard to put another event together. And the two of you have been part of that committee longer than I have. Why don't you, Paul, go ahead and explain how IFA has that committee structured and how they merged?
Yeah, it's interesting. It was two committees. One was the technology committee, which I was on, and the other committee was the marketing committee, which Jack was on. And they decided, as the digital world just got, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger, that they were constantly crossing over in technology and marketing. We're talking together just like it does in a lot of major companies. And they decided to merge them together. And I think it was the right move, certainly. And it's good to see that they're dedicating, you know, resources towards a conference like Frantech that encompasses both marketing and technology. I think the timing is right.
Yeah, very well stated, Paul. I think all of the technology discussions end up talking about marketing, and 100% of the marketing discussions end up with some sort of chat about social media, websites, mobile, text, advertising, you name it. So I think merging these committees was the right move, and I'm excited to be on the committee, and I know you guys are too. It's been definitely a high point of IFA for the last couple of years and at the convention this year.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
And it's a committee, and as most committees with IFA, that I love to see, it's franchisors and IFA suppliers. So, you know, we've got Molly Maid and Fish Firehouse Subs and Fish Window Cleaning and Valpak and Lawn Doctor and Anytime Fitness as some of the franchisors. And then we've got some, you know, very strong IFA suppliers, Engage One-to-One and St. Jack's Marketing and Elements Local, a lot of those. But we also have, which I think is very unique to a committee, we have Google. You know, Shell Heller from Google is part of our committee and helping because they are a brand partner with IFA and trying to, you know, help us in this marketing and technology world that we live in. And they're very much part of our Fran Tech, and they were right there with us during the IFA convention. So we've got some strong players, and I know that we've got a very strong program coming up in Denver.
Yeah, you know, the Google folks are really committed to IFA when their representatives come to the Marketing and Technology Committee meeting at convention at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shows a lot of commitment. There's a lot of companies the size of Google that you know, would just sort of show up and, you know, have their name on the door and, you know, be a rock star and go home. But, you know, they rolled up their sleeves and are part of the process just like everyone else. So I think that's terrific.
Yeah, and
you know,
they're also part of the subcommittee, so that they
yep,
attend and on the conference calls that we do. So they're there not just for a convention or a conference. They're there through the whole year.
You know, one of the things I was going to say, you know, we talk about marketing and we talk about technology, but, you know, a big issue this year, obviously, coming to light with Target stores and the data breach that they had, and we continue to hear about, you know, stores and hotels and what have you with data breaches. And I know, you know, Lee Plave and Tom Epstein has been doing a lot of work on the PCI issues, and that's going to be a part of Fran Tech as well, because data and the management and protection of data is extremely important by franchise organizations. The penalties and the consequences, both in monetary fines and lost business, are absolutely of tremendous value, or a tremendous amount of value that could cost them money and business. I mean, who would have thought about that being in a marketing equation a few years back, and it's front and center. I think I read today that Target's CIO was shown out the door today, or at least they're thinking of doing it. So, I mean, it's a big issue, and we have to be aware of that as we're talking about technology and marketing as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, Paul. It isn't just the fun stuff and the
right.
The cool contests and you know, how are we going to use this great technology to grow our businesses by 65% this year? A lot of what needs to be discussed is just, you know, playing defense as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So some of the one of the questions I guess we should cover tonight about Fran Tech is the one that's asked of me all the time, is who should go? Who went last year, and who should attend this year? I know last year at Fran Tech in Atlanta, we had several new attendees that have not been to Fran Camp or Fran Tech before and really hadn't been to IFA. And it took us a little bit by surprise, more operations folks, more the marketing folks, more the technology folks. Did you run into that, either one of you?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I think we were all surprised at how many brand new to IFA folks
mm-hmm.
showed up. And, you know, that's really the lifeblood of an organization like this, is getting new members and, you know, not just having only Fran dev guys or only CEOs or, you know, only specific titles, but, you know, more marketing people, more operations people. I think that was a very pleasant surprise we saw last year.
Yeah, we had a lot of technology officers that that I know I've never met before, and the tech part of Fran Tech was of value to them. It was, you know, higher scaled sessions that they had, you know, hadn't been exposed to before, so it was really great. So I think, too, what we have to say is that Fran Tech is not that basic 101, this is what you do with social media, where we
right.
have certainly evolved away from that's how Fran Camp initiated and started. But they're more intense sessions today than they were 4 years ago.
Right. And but, you know, even to that end, I was happy and pleased to see multiple people from marketing and technology departments that typically don't show up at IFA conferences. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the director of marketing, or, you know, the supervisor of this, or the vice president of this. I mean, these are people that are working in the trenches, so to speak, you know, community managers, you know, content development people, seeing, you know, copywriters. I mean, there was really a wide assortment of people there last year. And I think this year, I think we're going to be very pleasantly surprised at the diverse makeup of the varying fields that people are coming from, or positions that people are coming from to attend this event.
Paul, I think it's
going to be tremendous.
I think you touched on something there, too. It isn't just one person from a company.
Right.
We were seeing two or three and four people. And typically, we only see that from the supplier side, where, you know, there's some sales folks and some other people from the company. But, yeah, there were definitely franchisors that sent a few people and even some of their local franchisees. I'll be really interested to see what the turnout is from some of the Colorado and other franchisors based in Colorado and maybe the western part of the country, because I think that might have a lot to do with it too. It's fairly low cost compared to a lot of technology conferences and marketing conferences, especially. Those can be ridiculously expensive. So I think we may see some companies that send two or three people, and, you know, it's still cheaper than sending one person to, you know, South by Southwest or something like that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And it's the day after the franchise development, or a franchise development conference that's going to be in Denver. So I would think that, you know, that should be appealing. You can get two different conferences right there back to back without flying home, flying back out again.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thought. Maybe I should come in early and go to that as well.
Paul and I are going to be there for that.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Yep,
okay,
well, be there.
Take advantage
all right, well,
of it.
and that's on like the 7th and 8th of April?
No, actually it's the 9th.
The 9th, okay.
FranTech is the 10th and the 11th. The FranDev seminar is at the same hotel on the 8th. The 9th,
oh,
I mean.
Oh, perfect.
Sorry, Wednesday the 9th.
Yeah. So, Jack,
so I think,
with
I
that.
I think Wednesday the 9th. We definitely have a tweet up coming our way.
There you go. That's exactly where I was going. Yeah, so we cannot get together and have a conference like this without scheduling a tweet up / meetup, as well as I'm already in the works of scheduling a Charity Miles walk. So the I'm told the 6-mile or 16-mile or whatever it is, long stretch of shops is right around the corner from where the hotel
is.
So we can walk to a window shop and walk back and be back in time for the tweet up. So that will be on the 9th. Yes. Planning
Excellent.
Ahead.
well, I totally wanted to plug tonight the panel that I'll be moderating at FranTech, because my leadoff man, the rock star of the panel, is Mr. Segretto. And also joining us will be Gina Svensson of Scooter's Coffee, which is a terrific franchise system, growing like crazy in the western half of the United States, and across the Midwest as well. Paul and Gina and a surprise guest to be named soon will be talking about social media channels and what's working for their franchise systems, what's not working. We'll cover all of the main things, of course, what they're doing on Facebook and Twitter, but, you know, we'll be digging into some of the other channels as well to see what some best practices are from some brands that are really doing quite a bit and doing it well.
Well, if we're going to plug our sessions, Jack, then I'm going to have to plug my session, which does not compete with yours. It's a different day and a different time. But
yeah,
that on
was
my
like grand design too, I think, right?
Yes, yes. We don't want to compete.
They don't want to make me feel bad. So.
Oh, yeah, right. I have the pleasure of having Jason Paulo, which is Monkey Business, and it's right there in Denver. And then Dave Buzza from Alpha Graphics, and we're going to be talking about the lead generation, but really about the platforms and the cutting-edge tools that franchisors are using to find and then communicate with their existing franchisees, whether it's the software, the technology, the, you know, blogging or Google Hangouts or whatever that might be, so that they can build those relationships when those franchisees are prospects, and then what do they do with those relationships to continue with them and build them using the latest and the greatest in technology as they join the system. So we've got a lot of great sessions, and we don't want to plug all of them tonight because we're going to invite some of the panel presenters and moderators to join us in the future on these podcasts. But is there any other panel that we should plug or mention tonight while we've got our guest on the line?
Well, one again, I have to go back to the one on PCI security issues, best tools, mm-hmm. best practices, and that's with Tom Epstein. That's at 11:15 to 12:15. Actually, it's right after my session with Jack. That's something that if you're not yet aware of what's going on in that, you should at least attend that and bring information back to your organization, because that's something that really could bite you know where and really cost you a lot of heartache and a lot of money.
Yeah, and I think that's a session that a lot of folks do not attend because there's no sexiness to it. It's PCI security, blah 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 blah.
Right.
It really is a session, and not to tell anybody, you know, not to go to the competing session, but it really is. It's one that I don't tend to attend because it's just what it is. But I'm going to be there this time.
But I think Paul makes a good point. It may not be sexy, but, you know, in the long run, saving your company millions of dollars can be a pretty sexy thing.
This is true. This is very,
well,
very
I'll tell you,
true.
I do, you know, I do a three-hour session as an invited panelist that Plave Cook and Lee Plave put on, you know, at Franchise Expo South and some of the expos. And it's about data and social media and franchising. And our segment is 3 hours, and they've now extended that to 4 hours because there's so much interest in the data part of it. So it is a hot topic.
And I would also say for this session and all of the sessions of FranTech, same advice I give every year about IFA convention to people. Don't just go to the sessions and the topics that you're already familiar with and you're comfortable with. This is a great time to step outside of your comfort zone. If you're a marketing person, check out the security sessions. If you're an operations person, check out some of the things talking about, you know, social media contests and publishing and maybe some of the stuff that you don't do on a day-to-day basis, but it might be something that would be helpful for you to know about. So I think there's lots of different topics. As we've seen this event evolve over the past, if we include FranCamp, what, 4 years? I think the topics are really expanding and evolving, and you know, there's so many different things that we're talking about. But I think it'd be a great thing for everybody to pick at least one session of something that they know absolutely nothing about.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to bring up, you know, as one of my brands, the Entrepreneur Source, is the proud sponsor of the CFE program, which we were real proud to see our name, of course, up the board as we had 1,000 CFE cross the stage. Deb, this event allows people to earn 300 education credits towards the completion of their CFE accreditation. So it's really very valuable, and when you look at those 300 credits, for the registration fee for IFA members of $395. That is a gift.
Yeah, it really is. And so the first Fran camp, we weren't able to get CFEs. The second one, we were able to get 50, and now we're up to 300. And that does show, I do like the way IFA looks at the content. And as the content has grown and the quality of the program has grown, so have the CFE credits. And it is a gift because it's hard work to work towards that CFE and to find quality sessions and conferences to go to make it valuable. So anyone that's close to getting their CFE or is really starting, they need to be there. And you can get, everybody needs to be recertified as well. I mean, I was just recertified last year, but you continue to build these CFEs.
Yep, absolutely.
So anybody that's looking for more information on where to go to find the Fran Tech, of course, you can start with franchise.org, but there is a specific website. It's frantech.franchise.org. So they even have their own unique URL so that they can go and they can look at the brochure. Another question folks have asked are, is it open to anybody outside of franchising? The answer is yes, but the fee is very steep. This really is a conference targeted to the franchise industry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think it would be valuable for other marketers, and if you know some marketing and technology folks in Denver, even if they're outside of franchising, I would encourage them to come. I think I look at it as it's really just a lower cost of entry for IFA members. You know, as part of your membership, you're getting, as Paul mentioned, under $400 for a conference of this magnitude is really unheard of. If you look at marketing conferences, I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. So, for anyone, but specifically, it's a nice added value for all of our members.
Right. For full 2 days. It's not the second day is a full day. And I encourage anybody, don't book those flights out until that last session is completed, which I believe ends at 4 o'clock the second day.
Yeah, I believe it's
3:15.
4:15, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Here's the thing, too, guys, we're missing, and we need to tell people, this is one of the few events where you're encouraged to use your mobile device during the event. So that is important. Use that mobile device. Bring your iPad, bring your cell phone, and use it. Is there a hashtag yet for the event?
Absolutely. It's just Frantech. You don't have to add the 2014. There's a hashtag. I've already registered a tag board, got it going. The tweets are going out like crazy. It's just Frantech. It's what we're going to use, and we're ready.
And speaking of the hashtag, Deb, you mentioned the website. There's also a Facebook page, and we're sharing quite a bit of stuff to that page that is specific about Frantech, but also other franchising-related articles and news from the IFA. So please go to Facebook and become a fan of the Frantech page. And we'll have links there back to all of the other sessions, links and schedules, and maybe hotel information. We'll put that on there as well. So easy place to find everything now. Just go to Facebook.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, anything more we want to share with our guests tonight?
I would like to thank Paul in advance for being part of my panel. We had a great panel last year, Paul. I think you'll agree. I still have people asking me about some of the things that you were talking about, and our friend Mike Rotondo from Tropical Smoothies Cafe was on our panel last year, and he shared some terrific stuff. And it just seems to be one of those things where 6 months down the road, 12 months down the road, someone says, hey, remember when you guys were doing that panel about having local Facebook pages? And so, you know, I don't want to set the expectations too high, but I'm sure we'll have some moments like that again this year. So thank you, Paul, for being part of the panel and being part of the show this week, and look forward to lots more chats this spring.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, as we know, the chat continues on Twitter. My Twitter profile is at Paul Segretto, and make sure you're using hashtag Frantech. And if you don't know about the IFA's profile, it's franchising 411.
411.
And it's really interesting that to see, you know, the conversations occur. I know there's a lot. Excuse me, fighting a sore throat here. There was a lot of conversations, you know, coming out of IFA, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversations that'll come out of Frantech as well, and probably carry over into the IFA's legal symposium in Chicago in May, because I know they are talking technology there as well because of the PCI issue. So it's really an exciting time.
It is. You know, and you mentioned IFA, and I don't want to miss an opportunity to just give kudos out to that IFA staff. That is one hardworking group of individuals that they leave one conference after another, and they continue to work on these committees, and they continue to plan and be there, and then they get on flights that you're afraid that they may never get back again. I think if both of you saw where half of the IFA staff was on a flight and they had emergency landing, and then the second flight out of New Orleans was delayed and had issues, but they just really, really work hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope they all took several days off this week after the convention.
Well, they've had their share of days off with snow days, that's for sure.
Yeah, they may not be in the office, but let me tell you, if I send an email, I get a response right away. So
yep.
They're working virtually all 24/7. So, but yeah, I'm anxious to see them again, and it's fun to go out to these different conferences and know that they're going to be there. I mean, Paul, we just saw half of them at the Houston Franchise Expo.
And a couple of weeks later, they're at IFA. And I think they were someplace in between as well. So they're always on the go. They definitely put in the miles, and they really do a great job at following up and following through. And I'm certainly proud to be on the Marketing and Technology Committee along with the Membership Committee, but also now I'm on the Franchise Relations Committee and in the Franchise Relations Committee on the task force that has to do with social media and how they're going to be using that within the Franchise Relations Committee. So it's interesting how technology just now crosses over into these various committees. And also I spend a lot of time on the Membership Committee talking about how to use social media to help drive membership. So, yeah, it's hard. Jack and Deb, I don't think anybody could say anymore that social media is a fad.
Yeah, maybe it'll go somewhere someday, huh?
Maybe, someday.
I don't know. I'm still looking for – I know there's a new social platform that is going to be live when I wake up in the morning and I turn that phone on, and I'm just going to have to, you know, be part of it. It's like there's something – because there hasn't been a real big one here for a little while. So it's like, you know, Pinterest was really probably the last big – platform. Either one of you have any secrets that you're not sharing with me?
Well, I don't know. I think, as the joke goes, this could be the year of Google Plus for the third straight year in a row.
I love Google Plus.
I do too, and I think, you know, we'll be talking a lot about that at Frantech. I don't know. There's definitely some monsters out there. Will another newbie like Pinterest grow into being as big as Pinterest is over the coming year? The chances are are slim that something could explode to that size right away. But never say never. If four
That's
years
right.
ago, if you would have said Pinterest, everyone would have said what?
But yeah, so. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully we don't joke about the puns. Like I hope there's not a lot of buzz about Google Plus, because we know how Google Buzz wound up, and
yeah.
we hope that Google Plus is not the next wave, because Google Wave didn't do so good. So we'll see. I hope this is a plus, because a lot of people are signing up for Google Plus, and they're certainly putting us through the motions. There's no doubt. And of course, you know, we have all these animals and things coming out, like Google Panda and Google Penguin, and, you know, now there's Hummingbird, and we're having a hard time keeping track of the zoo.
I would also... Very good, the zoo and the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess I would also say that the one network that just never seems to go away, no matter how much Google, Facebook, and everyone else have tried to take its spot for the business world, is LinkedIn. And
well,
the fact that they're really doing some innovative stuff after just sort of being the place for business people for so many years. If you check out some news this week on the new publishing capabilities on LinkedIn, I think that will have a big effect on not just brands, but on professionals who are representing brands. And
right.
People who are really making a brand out of themselves, you know, like the two presidents and CEOs that I'm on the phone line with right now. you know, there's really a chance here for experts and influencers to share more information and share more content about their industry and have a lot more people see that. So it's just rolling out slowly now, but it's the new form of Google Publishing, and I urge everyone to check that out. And also at the IFA convention, the speaker from LinkedIn told everyone and many people for the first time about a new feature on company pages called LinkedIn Showcase.
Yes.
That's right.
They're really recommending to be used by franchisees as they would connect to a franchisor's company page. And
yep.
I can't tell you how many people within 48 hours of that panel discussion came up to me and said, what do you know about these showcase pages, and what do I need to do? And you know, so I think there's definitely, it seems to me, it's early on, but it seems to me that LinkedIn has just solved a big problem when it comes to how do franchisors represent themselves on LinkedIn, how do franchisees fit into that, and I think we now have the solution. No one's really, you know, dived into it too much yet, but I think that's something we'll definitely talk about at FranTech.
Yes.
You know, it's funny you mentioned LinkedIn, and I started chuckling, and the reason is because I was cleaning up some of my blog at Franchise Essentials blog, my personal blog, and I came across some articles back from 2009 that I wrote some posts that basically said, has LinkedIn run its course? And so it's interesting that here we are in 2014, 5 years later, and we're talking about the great strides LinkedIn has made and continues to make. And I really see it as a very, very strong platform for a number of reasons. And certainly franchising can really greatly benefit by LinkedIn from a franchise development standpoint, from a recruiting standpoint, as well as a consumer awareness standpoint.
Yeah, that was an impressive panel that we had there at the technology summit during IFA. You know, on the stage there we had Google and LinkedIn presenting, and I love that whole showcase pages. I'm really anxious to work with our franchise brands to get each of them out there and to showcase their franchisees.
Well, let's make a deal right now, Deb. We will reconvene here on Social Geek Radio sometime, maybe not before Frantech, but maybe right after Frantech, and we'll spend a half an hour talking about LinkedIn and the showcase pages and how franchisees can be involved. And Paul, I think if you could join us for that too, I think that would be very helpful, because I think that could be the next thing that the industry is looking to all of us for some guidance and experimentation. So
That'd be great. All right. Well, gentlemen, I think we have run our course for the night. We will meet up again. Jack, you and I will be here again next week at the same time in the same Social Geek channel. We might throw in a little bit of Geek It Out afterwards, but we'll continue for the month of March talking about the upcoming Frantech and have the various panel members and speakers join us, as well as IFA staff. They would said that they'd love to join this podcast and share their insights. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining me, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.